Welcome back to our 102nd episode of the Launcher Farm Show. Ryan interviewed Grant Finley Shears with Park Bench and the Become a Local Leader podcast. In this episode, Grant and I talk about why he focused his attention on helping agents help local businesses make more money and how that translates into more transactions for the agents themselves. Grant also shares how taking a community-first approach can lead you to become the local leader very quickly and build relationships you never thought possible. And we talk about what type of content drives consumers and how you can leverage content to position you as a local expert and ambassador in your farm. Grant also shares a super easy way to add value to local businesses in your farm that helps separate you from the competition, which makes it even easier to book more appointments. And we talk about how being a local expert can help you convert more appointments and get buyers and sellers chasing you rather than the other way around. Plus, we talk about a ton of other ideas that you can use to grow your geographic farm. So be sure to check out this episode, like and subscribe, and enjoy the episode with Grant. Welcome back to another episode of the Launcher Farm Show. I'm your host, Ryan Smith, and today we've got a great guest. It's Grant Finley Shears with Park Bench. He's the CEO and founder. So Grant, take a second, tell us a bit about yourself and why you're here.
Cool, thanks, Ryan. My name is Grant Finley Shears from Vancouver, BC, Canada. My foray into real estate kind of came by accident. So I was in the health industry. That is my background, and it was all about health and fitness and helping people achieve their health goals, and met my wife, who was a realtor, and both of us were trying to grow our business in our community. And the reason why I've been able to fast forward, help so many agents, is because at the end of the day, we're all local service professionals. And the way one builds a business, if you're a local service professional, is all the same, whether you're real estate, mortgage, insurance, fitness, law, accounting, it's all the same. And we were coming up with ways to figure out how to build our business. And we're all relationship and referral based. We didn't really want to grow our business through advertising. And we came up with this really cool idea for a platform for our community that helped the local businesses promote themselves and helped the homeowners like ourselves, who had just moved there, know what was happening. And if you know me, I'm a big coupon daily special. Like, I want to know the sales. I want to know the deals going on. And because I just, at the root of it, I felt like if I can help business owners make money, what are they going to want to do for me? Yep. They're going to want to help me make money, help my wife make money. If I can help refer products and services and events and news and cool stuff happening in the community, people will say thank you. And then they'll want to reciprocate and maybe refer me to someone that they know or maybe hire me.
Yep.
So we came up with this idea. It worked. And then a realtor came to us and said, hey, I want to do this in this other neighborhood. I don't compete with your wife. And I said, could we help this agent like save a bunch of time and save a bunch of money and building this platform? Because it took us like a year to get the first version of the website up with my friends from university and my friends who are the developers. I don't know anything about code. they said, yeah, we can do it. It took about a month to do it for that agent. It took us a year for you, but trust me, yeah, it was only about a month. And I was like, well, we can save them time, we can save them money. That's kind of a little side business. And so I said, sure. And we did it for her. And then she said, oh, you got to talk to this agent in this neighborhood in Toronto. And you got to talk to this agent in this neighborhood. And then quickly we had 15 agents and we were building these neighborhood websites for them and teaching them how we built our business on it. And my wife said, you should stop your fitness business. And I should maybe slow down my real estate business. Mm-hmm. I think we have our new business.
Nice.
And helping agents build their business in their community through relationships and referrals. That was 2013. So almost 10 years later, it'll be our 10-year anniversary next year. That's what I've been doing. We got thousands of clients around North America, Canada, United States, even Australia, New Zealand. It's been a wild ride, ups and downs. COVID was interesting. But what's really benefited us and our clients is the fact that building relationships in a community, giving value, become a local expert. These are timeless, proven principles. So luckily, when other businesses are going out of business during COVID and the recession, our business has boomed because we really do provide a solution to agents.
Awesome. And you literally just, in a different way, say exactly what I teach all the time, the CPR, which is community positioning relationships. You said it backwards, but exactly what I teach. And it's why I wanted to have you on, because I know what you guys do is what I preach, and you help agents do that. And I think that when agents learn to shift their mindset from a me first approach to a community first approach, it can completely change their business. And I, in my experience, and I've been around almost 15 years, that a lot of agents don't understand that giving is, you're going to get more when you give first. And so many agents have been taught, and we talked about this, I was on your show, that agents come from that, what they've seen other people do. And they think, I got to beat my own chest. I got to talk about how great I am. I got to send out postcards about myself. I got to talk about how many homes I've sold. And the reality is the consumer doesn't care about you. They don't care. But, and where I am in the GTA, there's 50,000 agents. If they're all, everyone's beating their own chest, no one cares. So you have to come from giving first. And I think that's why you're approach is so effective, because it puts the community at the center of what they're doing. You're a party to that, but you're bringing it to the community and you're creating value. So for the people who don't know, can you just share a bit about what your program does and how it works? Yeah. Cause I think it's an awesome program, and I'll be upfront too. I tried getting on your program a few years ago before I started this, and it was exclusivity. So I couldn't get in.
Yeah.
So share a bit about what it is.
We apologize for everyone who hasn't been able to work with us. I was telling Ryan before the show, you know, we weren't trying to build like a tech company or a marketing company. We were just doing something for ourselves, and then just said, yeah, we can help some other agents do it. And that first agent said, I will pay you right now if you commit to only doing this for me in my neighborhood. And we're like, well, it kind of doesn't make sense to have like two websites for Leslieville. So, all right, sure, let's do it. And like, you know, we weren't thinking. And every agent was like, just falls in love with the idea of, I can do something different than everyone else, because you're only going to do it for me, and there is no other company that got like you. And so it has been great, but it is unfortunate when we do meet good people who we'd love to work with, but we can't because their area is taken. So to give people a little insight into kind of what we do, we just help people get back to the basics. I was going to, as you were saying that, real estate back in the day. So I find advertising has just screwed agents up. And many professions, not just agents. Because back in the day, before the internet, before flyering, like, to think that flyering was once new and novel, that no one had ever thought to put their name and number on a piece of paper and put it at someone's door, that was new and novel. So before that, agents were waking up every day and they were asking themselves, who can I go talk to today? Who can I build a relationship with today? Who can I help today? That's what they woke up doing, because they had no idea of anything else.
Yep.
And then as soon as a realtor was like, this is a lot of work, this door knocking. I'm going to just put my name and number on a piece of paper and just send it to people's doors, because I get mail. Why can't I send mail? And the question then changed to not who can I talk to today? Who can I build a relationship with today? Who can I get in front of today? Yep.
Exactly.
And that is the wrong question to ask.
Yep.
If an agent just asked themselves, what new relationships can I build today? Who in my database can I talk to today? Who can I add value to? Who can I build a relationship with? There's so many ways of doing it. Parkbench is just one.
Yep.
And that's what agents should be doing. That's what works. No matter whether the economy is up or down, COVID is a thing or not. No matter who's in politics and power, does not matter. This stuff works all the time. And my wife and I, in thinking about this, you know, as we were growing our business, it was like, okay, we got to work backwards. Okay. We want to do business in this neighborhood. We need to know people in this neighborhood. I think what's so funny is agents come to me and they say, I want to get more business in this neighborhood. Or they say, I want to do business with like $1 million listings. I say, okay, who's in your database? And you say, well, I got my friends from university. I got some friends from where I used to live. And I'm like, well, no wonder your business is not what you're wanting it to be. Your database is a direct reflection of your client base.
Yeah.
So, hey, it's simple. right? You just got to start building relationships with people in that neighborhood. And if you think about your target audience, you got to start building relationships with people who are your target audience or who serve your target audience.
Yep.
And so we're like, okay, we want to do this in our neighborhood. And business owners, another thing that I heard from Grant Cardone, I don't like not everything he says, but there's one thing I love. He said, the fastest way to make a friend is to make the money.
Mm.
You know, and it goes to my other mentor who said, Grant, you want, because I always say I want referrals. And he was like, go give referrals. And that's why I used to join BNIs, and Park Bench was like a effort to get me out of those 5 a.m. meetings and do it on my own terms.
Yep.
But the same idea, I want to connect with people in the community, business owners, because it's easy to add value to a business owner. I just got to make them money.
Yeah.
If you work for a company, I don't necessarily know how to add value to you. But if you have your own product or service, I know how to add value to you. I just need to help you get customers.
Yep.
And that's like easier to think through. And so then that was like the thought, okay, I want to meet people in this area. Let's meet people who have a product or service that I can get customers for. And now I got to figure out how to get them customers. And so then I was like, okay, I need the people in the community to go on a website, because this is 2013. And so we created a website for the neighborhood, because there really wasn't one at the time. I think back then, and in some areas right now, you look at there's websites for cities,
mm-hmm.
but there's not necessarily websites for neighborhoods.
Yeah.
I mean, Nextdoor is a thing, but it's social and a total shit show.
Exactly.
So there's no socializing on Park Bench. It's all about connecting consumers with business owners, because people want to spend and save money, and businesses want to make money. And that's good for the economy as well, and good for housing prices as well.
Yeah.
Right. If the local economy is doing better, housing prices goes up, which is very good for the realtor. So we came up with this platform for the neighborhood to help the local businesses make money, to then connect the consumers with them. It worked. And that's what we do for agents. We create this platform for them in their community. And we teach them, now that you have this platform with all this functionality and all this content, we automatically add content on the website, because agents, when they hear about building a website for neighborhoods, which is not even that new of an idea, like people have tried in the past. The challenge was, I got to add content to it. I don't have time to add content. I'm a realtor. Yeah. I don't have time to add content. How do I do this? And so luckily, so there's a whole story around this. I won't get into it. Luckily, I found a developer who figured out how to automatically, using AI and machine learning, find content on the internet, figure out what neighborhood and category this content is, and put it on a website and automatically keep it up to date every single day. Like, we process 50 million pieces of local content a day.
Wow.
Like, snap of a fingers. I don't understand how it works. All I know is it works. And I have amazing developers who made it work. So I now have this amazing platform to give agents that gives people a resource for the community, gives business owners a platform to promote themselves on. You give it to them for free. I once had agents say, can I charge people for this? I said, no. Don't do that. Give it for free. Because how much is your commission worth on a sale?
Yeah.
So don't charge for this. Give it away for free. Create a wow thank you experience. And then just use this platform, not as an advertising tool. That's the other thing that people get wrong when they look at us. They're like, oh, website. So talk to me about traffic and clicks, and are people filling in forms so I can call these leads? I said, no, that's old school thought around websites and like Zillow and Realtor.com, Realtor.ca and all these platforms. This is not a website to be an advertising tool to get leads. This is an item of value to give.
Yeah.
No different than, and the reason, one of the reasons why I came up with this was the first idea we came up with was calendars. Because we're like, all right, we want to meet people. We want someone to give them. And my wife was like, okay, well, realtors do calendars. Should we do calendars? Like, oh, no, that's so old. And I was like, we got to have something else to give them that they actually want. Maybe back in the 90s, they wanted that, but not anymore. And that's what this website is. It's something to give people. Because once you have a reason to talk to people and something of value to give that they actually want, you can have a meaningful conversation. And you don't even need to like wait for things to happen. Like when you flyer and do social media and create content online, which are all great ideas, but you do all that stuff to eventually have a meaningful conversation. But if what we found was, if you have this website that has all this value for the business owners and homeowners, you can beeline right to the meaningful conversation. You don't have to wait. And then you can fill your calendar up with meaningful conversations,
yeah.
which is the conversion point.
It's that's
everything
key.
Is about the conversion. So yeah. Long story short, we help agents connect with their community efficiently so they can get back to the basics, which is build relationships, give value, and you will get hired.
That's awesome. And it is, again, right in line with what I teach all the time. My viewers who follow me know we talk about CPR, and that positioning part is tricky for a lot of agents. And they ask me, like, how do I position myself? And that's where you can create opportunities. You can have a community you serve and you can build relationships. But the in-between part of that positioning is how you can separate yourself from the competition through being an ambassador, through being an expert. And you don't have to be just about real estate. And this is the mistake that agents make, is that they focus on what they know, which is, okay, I'm in real estate, I know real estate. So they just share content that's real estate related, and they're missing the opportunity to connect with people. And I think this is why local businesses are so important, is that it we talked about on your show, and I share all the time, is that you get three-pronged approach when you go after local businesses and feature them. You get content for your audience, so they're happy because they get to consume that content. You get to build the relationship with that business owner, and hopefully they're going to build relationships with you and refer you business. Like you said, you're giving them something for free, so that in return they're going to create some reciprocity. And then usually if you feature them, they're going to share that with their friends and family. They're going to share there with your audience. You're going to expand your audience fast and quickly as well. So you're able to reach people on a much quicker scale than you ever would have before. You're able to do it on a more organic way, in a more organic way, versus just a self-promotion or some type of marketing. You're not going to connect with the people the same way. But when people see that you are that middleman for the community, and you care about the community, you're creating content, you're taking your time, your resources, and energy to help bring the community together, they're going to position you above the next agent who sent them 100 flyers.
Yeah, and this isn't something that, like, Ryan and I are just saying, because, like, we are in this business. The data supports it.
Yeah.
Zillow, National Association of Realtors, CREA, you ask them, show me the data on what matters to people.
Yeah.
This is what matters. So it's not like, you know, some magic. This is not a magical bullet. Park Bench is not a magic bullet. It just helps people do the fundamentals,
yeah. right? And pull it together in one place. And that's the key too for a lot of people. They may have data and information and stuff, and they go, how do I disseminate this to the audience? By putting it in one place, by putting it in a place that people can come back to, that they can come in on a regular basis, it makes it easier for the consumer, it makes it easier for you, it makes it easier for the businesses to say, here's what it's packaged. And
you know what's so funny is agents are like, they have their own website, right? Every agent's got their own website, you know, ryansmith.com, grantfinleyshares.com, or whatever. And they go, I want more people to go to it. And I say, look, I hate to burst your bubble, but let's just take a step back for a sec. How many people think to themselves, I want to go to a real estate agent's website on a daily basis?
Exactly.
I'm sorry, no one, never. You look at the brokerages, Remax, Keller Williams, Compass, all of them have tried to build a website that people go to.
Yeah.
No one has succeeded for decades.
Yeah.
The reason is because no one wants to.
Yeah.
And so when you have a community website or a community platform, a community Facebook page, that's something that people actually would go to.
Yeah.
On a daily basis that aligns with the natural course of what people do.
Yep.
That's why, yeah, attach yourself to our platform or some local platform, some local thing, and it will help you get connected.
Exactly. So let's say agents get connected, whether they use you or not, and they got the content there. What are you finding is working in driving people there? Because obviously they got to find out about it. It's great to have great content, but how are your people getting people to find out about it and see what they're up to?
So this, even that question, I always challenge that being the thought that should go through someone's head to be successful. And maybe you're just teeing me up. So podcasting is a really good example. I say, why do you want to start a podcast, agent? Why do you want to start a YouTube show? And they say, well, like, well, how do you know if it's successful? And they say, well, I get lots of views, lots of subscribers, lots of followers, lots of engagement. Say, look, yes, that would be helpful. Yes, that is a value. But the reality is you're not going to get it at first. And if that's your definition of success, you're going to get demotivated real quick.
Yep.
So you need a definition of success that you can achieve day one, action one. And the benefit of podcasting, the benefit of a YouTube show is you are either getting to know someone and building a relationship with them, or you are forcing yourself to learn information and educate people on something that makes you an expert.
Yeah.
Right? People want to hire a local market expert. When you create content, the real benefit is that you become an expert.
100%.
So when you are talking to someone at the kitchen table, you exude confidence that makes them hire you because you've done all this other training to be an expert, even if they didn't even find you from your content.
Yeah,
right. Exactly. And same with the podcasting. And so when I ask people, like, how does this all work? I say, listen, when you have a neighborhood website, here's the flow. Day one, no one's there. But it doesn't matter because local businesses want free PR. Local professionals want free PR. So if you go up to them and say, hey, my name is Grant. I'm the ambassador for this new website for Liberty Village. I'd love to get to know you and feature you on it for free. You want to be featured? Right? What does the person say? Everyone, like 95% of the time, they go, yeah, sounds great. There's something about community. We've had professional athletes, celebrities, Dragon's Den. We've had crazy people say yes to some little neighborhood website that's got little traffic on it.
Yeah.
Because there's something about this community thing people just love. They love where they're from, or they love where they live, or where they work. They just love it. And so you get to meet someone, just that little script. When you have a community platform, you get to meet people, get to know them.
Yeah.
Make them feel that you get them, you understand them, which is so important for them hiring you, and you build a relationship with them, and boom, there's a win. That's the win. If all you did was use a platform to meet people, forget about the traffic, forget about the views, forget about the fans and followers. You will build your business, and you don't even have to wait. We have clients who, when they do this, boom, within their first 30 days, new clients, first 60 days. Depends on how many you do and your turnover rate and your personality a little bit and stuff like that. But it always works. It doesn't have to, you don't have to like wait, like flyering, you know, wait, you know, 6 to 18 months. And that's a win. And that's how you should describe success. Now, the cool thing is when you do these interviews, you share it on your social media, it ranks in the search engines. And what do you think the person you interviewed does? They share it too on social media.
Exactly.
And so traffic starts building from every interview. Then the more content we add and the agent adds, SEO traffic starts building over time. And then there's an email newsletter that we do for the agents. And so they invite their database. We help them build a database. And then more people keep coming back to the website for the newsletter. And then people do start to know that there's this new website for the neighborhood. And then people just start kind of going there. And I tell agents, look, it will happen. You follow our blueprint, it will happen.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the numbers. Who cares about the numbers? It's irrelevant. What matters is the relationships and the fact that you give value and you get people to go, wow, thank you.
Exactly. And the key thing I think is that it's the positioning part of it, and it helps you become that ambassador and expert very quickly and very easily without ever, you don't have to even sold a home in the area. It allows you to show that you are looking out for the people in the community, and they see that, and it stands out because 99.9% of agents aren't doing that. And it creates that instant trust. And I use all the time the example when I was single, there's a saying, they said, what's the best way to be introduced to another woman is to have another woman introduce you. When someone introduces you to someone else, it's easier to make that trust. And when you're interviewing local businesses, when they're sharing it, they're introducing you to their inner circle, they're sharing it to their friends and family. So now you're getting the trust factor tied in instantly just by you sharing that video, and vice versa. You get trust because you're interviewing these people, and the people say, okay, I can trust Ryan. He's has this business on here. He cares. And I talk about Oprah all the time. Oprah is not an expert at anything. She's an expert at having experts, and people trust when Oprah says something because she brings experts on. And you can build trust by having experts in your community, by having these local businesses in your community, and you by default get their credibility, and it raises your credibility. And that you can't get from a postcard, that you can't get from door knocking, that you can't get from an actual park bench. It takes those relationships. And that's the key part that so many agents are either missing or don't understand, that those relationships will turn into more valuable long-term than any postcard campaign.
Well, you ask an agent, I say, what's the best form of marketing? They say word of mouth. I say, great. Now, if you really understand this concept that I'm showing you or that's out there, what's happening, and what, and when that person that you interviewed is promoting you to their audience, it is word of mouth.
Yeah.
And most times people, when they did word of mouth, was they're just,
exactly.
I hope word of mouth is happening.
Yeah.
And hope is not a good plan for a business owner. So I say that again, the reason why this all kind of happened was I knew these things and I was trying to figure out how to use the website the best to help my business grow. And once I saw that I was able to create word of mouth on demand.
Yeah.
Like I could wake up today and go do this interview and get word of mouth today for me. Yeah. What a wonderful concept. And the person on the other end is happy to do it because you are giving them word of mouth.
Exactly.
You are promoting them. You exactly. are helping them rank in the search engines. You are helping them create an online reputation. You are helping them. So it's this
exactly.
beautiful win-win thing.
And it's hard to quantify the doors that open from it. But like you said, if you do it, it does happen. And I'll share my quick story. When I moved, I wasn't using a system like yours, but I moved to an area and I was new, didn't know anyone, I was dating someone, I moved down there and I was going looking for things to do in the area. So I was trying to find something to do. I was looking for dates, like, hey, what can I do? We're just moved down here. And there wasn't one place. There was someone posted on social media here. Someone on their church website would have this. Someone was promoting something over here. So I created a thing. This was years ago. It was 52 things to do in Durham region. And I created a blog and I put it in. It was selfish and selfless as well. I'm like, I'm going to catalog these things. I'm going to start showcasing what's going on in the community. And what happened very quickly was I became the ambassador and then it started opening doors. Within 3 months, people were coming to me going, hey, I've got this business. Can you promote this? I've got this thing coming up. Do you want to promote it? They were giving things away. I had dinner theater tickets and limo rides and wine tours and all the stuff that people were coming to me. And I'm like, I just moved here. I don't know any of these people. And then I became this like mini celebrity in the town. And then I got invited by the mayor and they were having an event. It was the top 100 movers and shakers in the community. And they were trying to like figure out how can we make our community better. So I'm in there rubbing elbows with people who are the top movers and shakers in the community, all because I started this silly little pod or the little blog about the community. And it's like that instantly catapulted my trust factor, instantly built those relationships. And it opened so many doors that never would I have ever gotten it with traditional real estate marketing.
It's one of the things that like, I would say I'm most proud of with the company is I look at the testimonials we've had and it's blown my mind. Like I didn't expect this to happen because truth be told, I did this to grow my business.
Yeah, exactly.
And on a small scale, I was getting like free stuff from the bakery that I helped make money and I got invited to a party and I got a booth at an event that no other realtor and fitness person was able to get at because they're like, you help all of us. So like, you can come in here. And like, I didn't think much of it, but then hearing the testimonials of, just like you said, our agents getting invited to boards. One person was hired to be a CEO of a company because of the relationships you built in an interview. They helped their family business get business, not necessarily them, but they helped their parents get business. They, I have this one client who's, the child is autistic, nonverbal, I think is the word people use now. And so finding a job is very difficult. Mm. And she interviewed someone. And in the interview, one of the things we always ask people when they interview people is to say, ask them what they need. Ask them what their challenges are. Because again, the fundamental philosophy is if you want to get referrals, you need to give referrals.
Yep.
If you want to give referrals, I need to know what you do so I can refer you to people who need what you do. I need to know what you need so I can refer you to people who can solve your problems.
Yeah.
I want to know what you like because I can then refer you to products and services that you like. And that just gives me the information I can put in my CRM to help be a referral generator. And this lady asked a question like, what do you need? And she's like, well, I'm an inventor and I have this like really tedious job of just putting these widget things together. And it's hard to find someone who wants to do that job. And she was like, is talking required? And she's like, nope. And she's like, I have the perfect person because usually in a nonverbal autistic person, they're wonderful at repetitive tasks.
Yep. Yep.
And so, that story, like I get choked up at that one and some other ones because like it's the value of relationships. And it's like why you're in real estate. You ask people why they join real estate, it's because they love people. They love helping people. They love serving people. And this helps you do that. Like, you don't get that kind of connection and that kind of benefit from flyering, from door knocking, cold calling, putting Facebook ads, Google ads, Instagram ads, Realtor.com, Zillow, open houses. Like, you don't get that. And it's not to say you shouldn't necessarily do that stuff, because that stuff can work too. But I think the base for everyone in real estate, especially when you look at the stigma that this industry has, it's got to be this community service base.
Yeah, 100%. And I think that, like you said, the key to getting referrals is to give them. And it starts with building those relationships first, unless you are already super well connected. Like, I would say most agents aren't in that level where, like, they can walk down the street and everyone knows them. Most people are kind of middle of the road. They know people, they talk to people, and they don't have the opportunities every day to figure out referrals or get referrals. You talked about BNI. I was in BNI for a number of years. I was the president. And it's like, you're having to look, how do I find a referral? Well, an opportunity like this, they're going to come to you, and then you're getting referrals, and then just by default, passing them off to the people. You're creating those relationships, creating value to the people who you're interviewing, who you're having in part of your ecosystem, to then return, get business back in a much more authentic way, in a much more organic way than just going, okay, how do I got to find someone? Who I got to find a referral for someone? You get the referrals, you give them, and then by default, you're going to get them back, which is huge for people. And it takes the guesswork out of it.
Yeah, the interview, like, what a magical, there's two things I stumbled into. One, local content is this amazing catalyst to connect people.
Yeah.
And the interview is this amazing event that people want to be a part of, where you get to, without friction, ask whatever you want.
Yeah.
And you ask agents, like, what's your listing presentation, like, blueprint? And they go, well, part one is I, like, get to know the person. Part two is I then, you know, tell them what I can do for them. And part three is I close. I say, okay, that's why I call this the prospect interview. Mm-hmm. Not you're an interview and they're like, well, I didn't go to school for videography and English and social media. I'm like, I'm not an interviewer. Oh, but you are. The first part of a listing presentation, you are hoping, is an interview. And sometimes in that listing presentation, you're like, the person on the other end is like, why are you asking me those questions? You know, like, where are you going with this? Whereas if you come to them and say, I just want to interview you and feature you, they're like, okay, great. What do you want to know? Ask me anything. And that's what you want. So then you can build a relationship and get the information that allows you to go follow up with value, because all the fortune is in the follow up.
Yeah, 100%. So what do you say to people or agents that say this wouldn't work in my area? I've had agents talk to me because I give this type of advice. I share this kind of content and tell them to do these things. And, oh, it wouldn't work. My area wouldn't work in my area. What do you tell agents?
Well, first I may say, okay, well, tell me about your area and I'll probably have a story to tell you how it worked in that area.
Yeah.
The second thing is, okay, well, tell me about your area. Tell me the target clientele you want to do business with. How do they pick agents? Because when a person is thinking this doesn't work in my area, they're just in fear.
Yeah.
And in doubt and worry. And if I don't get them to start thinking through doing it and taking action, because action and fear can't live in the same room. So I can't maybe necessarily get you to take action on a phone call or a coaching call. But if I can get you to visualize the action, you'll realize, oh, this will work.
Yeah.
Because everyone moves. The only question is when and with who. The 76% now of people pick their agent because either they already know them or they were referred to them. So in order for someone to pick you, they need to know you like you trust you. And if they know five other agents, if they know, like, and trust five other agents, because that's the other thing that agents tend to forget, is I think you got to go beyond know, like, and trust. And the X factor is that person feels like they want to do something for you because you did something for them first.
Yep.
And everyone's like that. And once you get recentered on that truth, you then realize it will work in your area.
Yeah. It's a matter of doing it and doing it. And you can put your own flair and your own flavor to it. but you got to take that step to do it. And I was going to ask you about people who are afraid to do this, because I find that I've been preaching that people need to be doing video for years. I got in 15 years ago and they were like, video is the future of real estate. And every year, video is the future of real estate. And video, and agents don't jump on it. That's a great thing, because most agents aren't willing to do that. How do you speak to agents who are saying, like, I'm not comfortable in front of the camera. I can't do that. I'm not confident enough to do that. Or that's just not me.
So first of all, I will say, all right, what's the goal? The goal is to create content that is useful and educational to give to people. So if you don't want to do video, what form are you going to do? Mm. Because you can't just not do it, right? Yeah, exactly. You think you can just not do it? No. Okay. You don't have to do video. I did blogging. I didn't even do video. Video was new, and I totally get that. Like I still struggle to do video all the time because of, I don't know, the workflows, the process. Like it's just weird. I still haven't figured that one out, where I'm much better at blogging and email and just talking to people and putting on webinars and seminars and workshops and stuff like that. So you just need to get back to like, hey, what's the goal? The goal is to educate and add value. So what form are you going to do? Now, if the person is like, I want to do video, but I have this friction hesitation. And I say, you watch other, the reason why you want to do it is because you see other realtors who are doing it and they're doing a good job and they're getting results from it. They go, yeah. And you think you're not going to be as good as them, don't you? And they go, yeah. I say, so what?
Exactly.
Do you expect to be better than them the very first video that you do? No, no, no. Now you are in your head right now answering that question. But as soon as video starts to happen, you start actually telling yourself, oh, I got to be better than all of them.
Yeah.
And I think people need to cut themselves a break. I think people need to understand that at the beginning, you're going to suck.
Yeah.
And you know what? No one's going to watch your videos at the beginning because you'll be just getting started. And that's a good thing because you'll suck. Yeah. So you won't have many views. Yeah. Like it won't rank. And that's the beauty of it, because that gives you time to get good at it. And you just got to practice like every skill, because, you know, did you think you sucked your first listing presentation? But now you can get pretty good at it, don't you?
Yep.
You know, so it's just a skill. And I think, maybe you need to create a system for success, okay? And maybe that's what you need. We need to just have coaching, accountability, or a broker, or a teammate, a friend. I think at one, commit. What are you going to commit to? Form. Number two, allow yourself to suck. And number three, let's create a system for your success.
And I think accountability is a big part of it, and that's something I personally did when I got started doing video years ago. I partnered with my mortgage broker, and that was perfect for us, because there's days where it's like, I don't want to do this video. I don't want to do this content. I'm not as comfortable. And it's like, okay, no, I made a commitment to him. We were going to do these videos, and we shot a bunch of videos and we did really well with it. But if I look back at it now and I watch them, I was just showing the family the other day. It's like, we sucked. It's like, we were terrible, but we did it. And we put it out there, just like you said, and we made the commitment. We had a time slot when we were putting them out. We were dropping every week and we were consistent with it. We would batch record some just to make sure we were on the ball. But if I never did those, I never would have got to where I'm at, and I never would have taken those steps that I needed to get there. You got to take that first step. And I had a friend of mine on the show, and he talks about video, and he said a lot of people are afraid that people aren't going to like who they are, what they see them on camera. They're going to feel silly that people are going to, he's like, if they're going to meet you in person, they're not going to like you in person. If they don't like you on camera, if you're you, they're not going to like you in person. So get it out of the way. Like, do the video, shoot the video. If they don't like you, great. You just saved yourself time and energy not having to go to an appointment. So just eliminate those people and find the people that do resonate with you and that do connect with what you're doing and what you're offering.
And you'd be surprised. So this goes to like what people value. Mm. So the other thing is people are saying, oh, I need to be like Steven Spielberg when I do these videos. And I say, do you think that the homeowner's decision of whether to hire you or talk to you, ask you questions about real estate, is based on the video production quality and your slickness in the video? And you put it to them like that, and they're like, no.
Yeah.
And it goes to the same thing about about people value people's time so much because they know it's so precious and it's so to give that. And that's why also the interview is so great, because a person's like, wow, you're spending your time out of your day to interview me and feature me and help me. Like, I really value that, even if it, you sucked at it. You put that effort in. And I think when people start creating the content and it's not that good, people relate to that, because they'd be like, well, I wouldn't do very good. And this person is trying and they're caring and they have good content, even though it's doesn't maybe look or sound as good. And then you just get better at that stuff. And then you start getting more people to say yes to you. But you will get a bunch of people saying yes to you, even at the beginning, because they love that you're doing it.
And I think one of the benefits that a lot of people overlook when it comes to doing interviews is that you don't have to come up with the content yourself. So you're not on the hook with trying to come up with stuff consistently. And I find so many agents are struggle with going, what do I say? What do I do? When you do an interview, it's like, you just got to ask the questions. They're delivering the content. They're bringing the value. They're bringing a different perspective. So you can have content consistently that is going to give you stuff, whether it's, it doesn't have to be video, blogging, whatever, articles, whatever. They're bringing the value and you get to absorb or take on some of that the expertise by sharing it, and you don't have to come up with it. Now, if you get interviewed yourself, you obviously got to know your stuff. You got to know people to answer the questions. But when you interview people, it takes the pressure off and it makes it that much easier. And that's what I find when I started doing interviews. It's like, oh, I don't have to have every sentence figured out. I don't have to have the flow figured out. I don't have to have it. I just answer the question and it becomes so much easier.
Yeah, it's really good, because there's a lot of agents who are more introverted and a little less, I don't want to say confident, because as soon as they get into service mode, they're super confident.
Yeah.
They're the motherly types. They're the nurses. They're the teachers and stuff. And they struggle with real estate a little bit sometimes at first, because you need to prospect. You need to get out there. You need to build relationships. And the socialite, extroverted person does really well at the beginning. But those people crush at the main thing, which is doing a good job and providing great service. And this tactic is more in tune with their personality. And so it's been cool to get those testimonials of like, oh, I'm introverted. And like, this was the way that really worked for me. Because then it real estate becomes more possible for more people.
100%. And it's then becomes self-fulfilling that they want to continue with it and stick with it because they see the results, versus if they feel like they have to go out and mingle and rub elbows with everybody at a big party, it's like that turns them away from it. And then they just shut down or just don't do it at all, which is, it gives people hope, which is awesome. So whether someone is introverted or extroverted, what's your last piece of advice that you'd give to our agents who are thinking about getting involved in the community and create some community content?
To go on to that, find the thing that works for you. There's lots, like everything works. The only question is whether you're able to work it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and your ability to work it is based on your ability to execute the blueprint for that method, whether it be the park bench system or door knocking or cold calling or buying leads off Facebook or Zillow or whatever. There is a blueprint to make it work for all these things. And the thing is to figure out, okay, so what is that blueprint? And am I naturally going to enjoy doing that and be good at it? Because if I don't enjoy it, I'm not going to do it consistently for long enough to make it make a big difference in my business and career. If I do enjoy it and I'm good at it, then my whole life changes. So you've got to potentially be real about who you are, not necessarily do what other agents are doing who are not like you. Maybe look to find agents who are like you, who are ahead of you. Get a sense for what they're doing, no matter what market they're in. And that can give you some initial ideas of what you can try and start doing. And just be super objective about it. What is the blueprint to make this work? And commit to it. Go all in and commit to it. I think for a lot of agents, if you don't have a marketing person, you don't have a team, I think it's bad advice to say you need like 8 to 12 streams of leads because you can't handle it at the beginning.
Yeah.
I think you need, you find one form of relationship building that you love and you're good at, one form of referral generation that you love and you're good at, one form of advertising that you love and you're good at. And just start with that.
Yep.
Because if you squeeze three great methods, you can get a great amount of business and have a great quality of life. And then you only need to add the other streams if you're willing to make the investment, get the assistance and the delegation and the outsourcing to grow your business to another level or build a team or brokerage or whatnot.
Yeah, exactly. That's very well said and very true, because you have to commit to what you're doing, get good at it, and then start layering in. I think you have to have layers. You have to have the strategies that are going to work well together. But if you're not going to give it it's all, and you're not going to stick with it, then it's like you've given up before you even started. So you have to be willing to see that through and then bolt on to it as you go through. So that's awesome. So what's one book you'd recommend that would, you've had an impact in your life, or you think would have an impact in our viewers' lives?
Well, I will give another book than this, because this is a total selfish plug, but I didn't even write this book, so it's not totally selfish. So my clients wrote two books on how they build their business. That's in awesome. Their community, how they became leaders. They're 99 cents. And these are top producers who are sharing their strategies and stories. I highly recommend people pick it up. I was like, this is so, this is better. I could not write a better book than what my clients wrote. So I do love that book. If I had to give another book that I think has helped me, one of the muses for Park Bench, I'll give this one, How to Be a Power Connector by Judy Robinette. She's like, now, you know, farm girl from Idaho, I think, that became like one of the most prolific venture capitalists in the world. And she walks people through her relationship building system to help her have success. And that definitely was a huge, proponent to me figuring out how to build my business when I was a professional, and that kind of led to the idea of Park Bench. So I highly recommend people pick that.
That's awesome. I haven't read it. I'll have to check that out. That sounds like an awesome book. And like you said, it's the system, and that's the key, is creating a system around it so that you are doing it and able to replicate it and test it and track it and use that system to be consistent, which is awesome. So for our viewers, if they don't know about Park Bench, what's the best way for them to connect and find out what you guys are up to?
Yeah, just go to the website, parkbench.com. Check out our Facebook and Instagram. You can see what clients have to say about it on the Instagram and social media, and Facebook. And if you want to talk to us and see if your area is available and see if it's the right thing for you, go to parkbench.com. There's a form you can fill out. We'll give you a call. Love to see if we can help you out.
Awesome. Like I said, it's a great product. I was going to use it myself, but it's sold out in the area that I was going to farm. So check him out. It's awesome. Great. It's a lot of the things we teach rolled into a system, which is awesome. So I'm excited to see where you guys are headed and what you're doing with this. And hopefully some of our viewers, if they are interested, they do get a chance to check it out. If they don't, get on the waiting list, because if someone does give up that spot, you might be able to take it next. So thank you, Grant, for being on here. I really appreciate you sharing your insight, your knowledge, and your experience with our agents. And I know if they take even a fraction of what you taught today and implement in their business, I know they're going to see great results.
Cool. Thanks. I appreciate it, Ryan.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks for checking out today's episode. If you'd like more videos like this, be sure to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Check out our Facebook page and our other social media channels. Looking forward to bringing you more great content like this, and happy farming.